You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Tech N9ne and Chris Caligo takeover in the 7 o'clock hour. This should be everything that you expect it would be.
Strange
music.
Last night, politics was the word of the hour. Earlier on in the day, the most highly anticipated witness in the impeachment inquiry gave an explosive testimony before the House Intelligence Committee. Here's Ambassador Gordon Sondland admitting that indeed there was a quid pro quo.
I know that members of this committee frequently frame these complicated issues in the form of a simple question. Was there a quid pro quo? As I testified previously, with regard to the requested White House call and the White House meeting, the answer is yes.
What does that mean?
I think quid pro quo is like, if you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Oh, okay.
And so basically when he was telling the Ukraine president to investigate Joe Biden's son, and if you do that, then I'll release this money for you.
Hmm. It says a favor or advantage granted or expected in return for something. So
exactly.
You're right. Okay.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
So what does this mean going forward for 45?
Well, you know, they're continuing on with this testimony. We'll see what happens. At this point, we don't know what is going to be the result of this. Mm-hmm. But we'll keep our eyes on it.
Yeah.
So last night, of course, the Democratic candidates met again.
All 38 of them.
It's just 10. And they were in Atlanta at Tyler Perry's studio. And here is Kamala Harris talking about Trump's impeachment investigation.
We have a criminal living in the White House. Ambassador Sondland, by his own words, told us that everyone was in the loop. That means it is a criminal enterprise engaged in by the president, from what we heard today, the vice president, the secretary of state, and the chief of staff.
Strong words.
Ex-VP Joe Biden, who is at the center of this investigation, talked about whether he'd want his Justice Department, if elected, to prosecute Trump.
I would not direct my Justice Department like this president does. I'd let them make their independent judgment. I would not dictate who should be prosecuted or who should be exonerated. That's not the role of the president of the United States. If that was the judgment that he violated the law and he should be, in fact, criminally prosecuted, then so be it.
Ain't they on his head.
Damn. Cory Booker got a couple of laughs as he talked about the legalization of Mary Jane.
I have a lot of respect for the vice president. He has sworn me into my office as a hero. This week, I hear him literally say that I don't think we should legalize marijuana. I thought you might have been high when you said it.
And, no. Weed. Biden lost some support with that, by the way.
People really need their weed like that, huh?
Stay off the weed.
It's just that the gates have been open and people are feeling very comfortable with it. So you gotta be careful with that.
Julie and I were talking about an initiative. We want to try to get as many voters registered and ready to be engaged in this process. We have, at this point, less than a year before we'll go in cast our votes for the next president of these United States of America.
11 months and 2 weeks. Get ready. It's going down.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Right now you are cloudy and 55 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
Ray J done blocked his pregnant wife, Princess Love, on Instagram.
Oh, man.
So all of this started after the Soul Train Awards on Sunday. Apparently, Ray J posted a picture of him, his wife, and their daughter, Melody, And so his wife commented under the picture that, oh, now you want to be family man and post family man pictures, but you left me here in Vegas. Mm. So now he said, you know what? Block.
You know what? I'm not blaming nobody, but you gotta be a different type of crazy to get blocked by your husband on social media.
You gotta be a different kind of crazy to block your wife on social media.
Oh, this is the same girl who attacked him, threw wine on him, and he had to defend himself by putting her in the water. She attacked him.
Mm-hmm. Jacquees' King of R&B debuted at number 4 on the R&B charts. So does that make him the Duke of R&B maybe instead of the King?
Yeah, definitely ain't King.
Maybe the Earl of R&B?
Of R&B. Ribs and barbecue. Mm. Rocks and blunts. He ain't the King of R&B.
If he ain't the King of R&B, who is? Right now.
Chris Brown.
You're right.
Hands down. Discussion over.
It is.
Damon Dashchild was arrested for failing to pay overdue child support.
Oh, no, not Dame.
He had 2 different warrants in his name for unpaid child support that he owes to 2 of his exes, Rachel Roy and Cindy Morales.
Damn. Hate to see it.
So he owes a $400,000 bag to both of these women, and he has not yet paid.
Just waiting on Lee Daniels to cut the check. You gotta go
get
it yourself.
You got to find another source of income. That can't be your only source of income today.
Yeah, dog. You gotta go get it yourself.
Yeah, he better start selling them Dame Dash bobbleheads that maybe say, you know, famous phrases of his.
His son better start selling them cookies like he was a couple years ago when he was talking stuff to the Breakfast Club. I'm my own boss. You Twitter fingers.
I like Dame style, though, you know.
I do, too.
But, you know, I like an aggressive, saucy little presentation like that anyway, though. That's all you got to do is react. When a pimp tell you to do something, react.
Talk about aggressive. Good Lord.
That wasn't aggressive. That was love talk.
Stop talking back.
That's not aggressive?
Mm-mm. Stop talking back. Evelyn Lozado got baptized and now says that she's keeping all of her goodies to herself until she's yet married again.
About time. Everybody done already seen.
I done told you about trying to check people's cat facts. Mind your business people's cat facts.
It's true though. Everybody
you don't
knows
know that.
It. This is public information. This is not cat facts. This is out in the open for everybody to know. We've seen it.
When have you ever seen her hooking up with somebody? Ooh. Actual doing a do. You've never seen it.
We know about it, though. Why she on Basketball Wives or whatever show that is. She done got married to Ocho Cinco and all that.
What's wrong with Ocho Cinco?
Ain't nothing
you
wrong with
get
it.
Married to Ocho Cinco?
No, you can get married to it, but we already know how you get down, Miss Lozada. You still congratulations.
Stop worrying about her cat facts.
Congratulations on your baptism, and I pray that the Lord.
See, you be trying to monitor everybody's Jesus walk.
I said congratulations.
You monitor Kanye Jesus walk.
I didn't say she was Kanye.
You monitor Evelyn Lozado's Jesus walk.
I said congratulations to her.
I hope don't nobody monitor your Jesus walk.
Because they know that me and Jesus are holding hands, walking down the aisle of golden butter. That's what.
What?
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Because young people, I don't understand them. My cousin lives with me, and he drives me crazy. He argues about everything. Why do you have to be 21, 22, and think you know everything? It drives me crazy.
This sounds like Brian.
What?
Oh, my gosh. It is so frustrating.
Brian must be related to him. Yeah.
Shay, I don't argue with you about everything.
About everything.
That's not true. I'm
about
not trying
everything.
To argue with you now, but I don't do that. You
yes.
get mad at me because I don't talk.
Brian texts me. I called him for clarification for something. He wanted to argue with me
no,
for 45
I didn't.
Minutes.
No,
I had to hang up on him. That's what you're going to have to do. You just got to hang up.
You're a liar.
Somebody told a lie one day.
I'm a liar, Brian.
You're a liar.
At this very moment, yes.
I'm lying?
Right here, you are lying. Yes.
You ain't lying.
Okay. What's your name?
and Melissa.
See how he arguing with me now?
I know, I see it.
Whatever. Bye.
Bye.
You're a lying sack of
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Making room on the desk here, Brian, because the professional chitlin cleaner is coming on the show later on.
Oh, no.
Is that real?
Yeah. She got a sample for you.
I thought you were talking about me.
Chitlin cleaner.
I'm like, can I clean chitlins?
A professional.
I can eat them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's tight.
Chris Calico, Tech Nod in the building.
Hey.
Strange music.
Yeah.
Have you ever had chitlins?
No.
You ain't never had no chitlins, boy? You from Wayne Minor Projects.
I know that, but my family didn't cook chitlins.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? No, they didn't cook chitlins. You know what I mean? I've smelt them in the house and almost died a couple times. You know, because some of my family, like Jonathan's mom and dad, you know what I'm saying, Johnny and Minnie, they cooked chitlins. Mm. You know what I mean? So I used to go over there and chill all the time out in Raytown. And they don't have
chitlins in Raytown.
Oh, chitlins used to make me want to, oh my God. Mm-hmm. But, like we was talking about Ronnie, she used to eat them with hot sauce.
That's how you eat them.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you've had them.
Come on, I look like I'd have had some chitlins. You know I had some chitlins. Yeah, I had some chitlins. Me and Brian used to go to church together a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to cook chitlins at the church. At the church, didn't
they? Oh, no.
Smell it all
it was
through
a big
the
church.
Ceremony.
Chris,
yeah,
it was
like
Menudo.
It was like 2,000 members in that church.
Uh-huh.
And they cooked chitlins at the church.
Menudo, right?
Menudo's
Menudo is cow
like that?
Stomach.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Menudo's cow stomach. Chitlins is pig stomach.
Intestines.
Same thing.
Yeah, same stomach area.
Same thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I ate chitlins. I haven't had chitlins in a long time, but you know what? I'll eat some chitlins right now.
That you would eat some chitlins
right now.
Breakfast?
Right, with hot sauce right now.
Oh, man.
No, not for breakfast.
Yeah.
I mean right now. I'm sorry. I mean right now, holiday time.
So I never understood, do you chew chitlins or let it slither down your throat?
You chew them.
Oh, my God.
You got to chew them.
No.
Mm-hmm. You got to chew. If unless it's Jell-O, you got to chew that.
This is going off the rails as expected, right?
Yes, it is.
When we said that we were going to do this, I knew it was going to be a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be immediate.
Immediate
chitlin conversation.
As chicken noodle soup?
No, it's just consisting of chitlin noodle soup, but not chicken noodle soup. No, chitlin noodle soup is what it tastes like.
With a soda on the side.
Yes.
So there's a young lady. Her name is Shaquita. She's got a business, and during the holidays,
of course, her name is Shaquita.
She cleans chitlins. She's only 33.
Okay.
But she cleans chitlins during the holidays.
Go ahead, Shaquita.
For people.
Yeah.
So you want your chitlins clean? You don't want to do it. You send it to her.
You know what, Shaquita? Wow. That's a smart idea. Because that's a task to clean chitlins.
It is.
What you got to clean off the chitlins?
What you think you got to clean off of it?
Yeah. Oh,
the boo-boo.
The boo-boo.
Yeah.
The booty bop.
And people eat this.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff that you eat that all kind of stuff gets done to it. Mm. And you don't know it.
But it's chitlins, though.
You like, just know about chitlins.
We know what chitlins do. I don't even got to see y'all, you know, do what you do to the cow. But
I had to ask people on IG before, y'all know what chitlins are, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, white folks, y'all know what chitlins are? And a lot of people knew
chitterlings. Of course, chitterlings. You gotta say it, chitterlings.
You know what I'm saying?
I told them what that is.
I'm gonna use finna in a sentence.
You know where they sell the best chitlins at?
Where?
Wild Woody's.
Guess what? I worked there forever.
What?
Yeah, he did.
I worked at Wild Woody's Happy Foods on 31st Street.
Yep.
That was my first job. I worked there from when I was 15 till I was 20 years old, dude.
Get out of town.
Wild Woody's got the best. It's called Home of the Ham King, and I used to have to bring them chitlins in and stock them.
So
if you had to make a Happy Foods commercial, what would that sound like?
Here it goes. Here it goes. Go ahead and do it, Chris.
Come on and get your chitlins from Happy Foods, the home of the Ham King. You got to say it with a smile.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I would have a little jingle.
Okay, what would that sound like?
A jingle.
It's the music. That's commercial music.
Oh, that's the commercial.
Come on.
That sounds like Happy Foods. Come on in and get your chitlins cleaned by Shaquita today.
Shitlands.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 right here, right now on the morning grind. You know I'm sizzling with Shay and Shine and My Tech God. Nine. Yes. You know what I'm saying? I got Chris Calico right next to me. I got Sean Tyler, OG Sean Tyler in the building. Yes. We about to take this Bianc over, baby.
That wasn't the one statement.
And then comes the two
to the three and four.
I did. I said I got my boy Chris Calico.
No, you're supposed to say Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B.
I'm supposed to say what I said.
Move on, Chris.
That ain't it.
I told you to take it. You said you didn't want to do it. This is y'all thing.
Wait a minute. But then I was like, okay, wait a minute. G-Rap break. No, oh, Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Oh, Shay and Shine in the morning.
It ain't as easy as it look, huh?
Well, I mean, I would have to have seen the papers in the order I was supposed to say it.
I said the morning
It looked like I was supposed to go G-Rap breaks, 8:15. It looked like I was supposed to be immediately start talking about the generation rap. Right thing. She pointed over there. She pointed right there. I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to say this right here. Because I remember, I listened to their show.
I did it like I
know when
it.
They, I know when they come out of a song, they say, Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B.
I did it my way, and it was way hyper.
It was hype, though.
No, it was hype. Yeah. It was lit. It was super lit.
I'm on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page going live, and Perrin said, Tech ain't follow the rules. Fire him.
I got my own business. I don't need no job.
And he's off today, so he got fired on his day off.
Such an honor to have you both in the studio with us.
Thank you for having us.
Folks in the music industry think about Kansas City. These are the names.
Yeah.
Yes.
That come to mind.
And Janelle Monae and Eddie Griffin and Low Key and even
Aaliyah Adams.
Aaliyah Adams, yeah. And they say Rocket Don't Smoke and Rocket Don't Joke.
She said music. You talking about Donald Cheadle?
Yeah, Don Cheadle. They say about him too. You know what I'm saying?
Donald Cheadle ain't sang near song.
No, we just talking about people that have been in the area.
Jay White did it.
Jay White did it.
Jay White did it.
Yeah, Jay White did it.
Popping. You know what I'm saying? Lil Ronnie.
Yeah. Lil Ronnie Jackson. It's a lot of people.
Brian Kennedy.
All day.
Brian Kennedy, definitely.
I mean, we can go on forever, but yeah, they talk about technology.
And
too.
Be shining.
Yeah.
Nah, man, I'm a underlink to y'all, man.
Nah, man. That's what people don't know about radio personalities. They like stars. When y'all go out, people come. You can't tell me. We saw you down at. What's the name?
Where's Shay at?
Shay.
That's always Shay.
That's Soiree.
Well, we just said from. I don't want to exclude Shay. I just said Soiree. From Kansas City. I saw her at Soiree. Mm-hmm. I know people talk to you everywhere you go. You can't go nowhere.
God is good.
Do people give you CDs?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. At Walmart and everything.
Yeah.
Gates.
You know, my son.
I mean, I can't say. Yeah. I really can't say CDs no more. People still give you CDs?
Yes.
Yeah, people still give you CDs.
Flash drives and stuff?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what people be knowing me off of is remember I did paper on the Gates mixtape?
Yes, sir.
People still talk about that. I'm like,
I know.
That was 2 years ago.
I know.
Yeah, you
it's forever,
distinctive
man.
Voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know you ain't talking about distinctive voices.
But me? Oh man. This is one of
music.
Boom. Right there. this is a voice that like I didn't know if this was gonna work or not. Cause I had this voice as a young dude.
I told him, like
I was nine.
As soon as I heard it, I knew it worked.
I was like 9 years old talking like this. But the teacher asked you, "What's the question? What's the answer number 3?" And I'm like, 5. She's like, "Oh yeah."
She's like, "Oh yeah." She's like, "Oh yeah." You gonna be somebody?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's how the teacher asked me too. 5.
Now it's time for the sheet.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the mid 50s. Right now, you are cloudy and 52 in KCK. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Scorpio friends.
Oh, I'm right here, baby. I'm right here.
We wished you a happy birthday.
I know. I heard that. Thank you.
Antonio Tarver. Former boxer and actor is 51. You kind of do look like Antonio Tarver, Chris.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I look like Antonio Tarver?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Somebody said that?
Who is it?
No, I just said that.
No, he's a boxer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
OG boxer.
Ken Griffey Jr., Major League Baseball player. Well,
I used to love those shoes. I used to love those shoes.
He's 50.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty Lou, member of the Lost Boys, is 48.
Oh, man. Pretty Lou.
Hey. Turn it up. Hey.
They from my second Queens.
They got hits, baby.
Okay.
One for the money, two for the...
And Michael Strahan. It's 48. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday, everybody born on November 21st. Happy belated birthday to my bro, Marks, my barber.
No doubt.
Okay.
Boom. The nominations for the 62nd Grammy Awards were announced yesterday.
Yeah.
Tech and Chris.
Yes.
Leading the pack, Lizzo.
Yep.
Lil Nas X.
Yep.
Billie Eilish.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Those are some good nominees.
I got several producer buddies that produced on some that got Grammy nods, too. Jay White. Jay White got a Grammy nod.
Yes.
Last night, Jay White got a Grammy, like a couple of them.
N4.
And N4, my dude Nick.
Yep, Nick.
Nick.
On it's Nicholas. 21 Savage.
Yeah, for 21 Savage. Yeah, dudes that produced for us, they got nominated for Grammys on other albums.
Yeah.
Other albums.
All the years that you two have been in the business, I'm sure you've attended.
Oh, yeah. They just sent me some tickets like a couple days ago, I think. I just stopped. Next time I go, I'm going to be performing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just go chill.
I know that's right.
Wow, I love that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I went a couple times. It was cool. But I ain't supposed to be sitting out in the crowd. This is what I do. I'm a stage baby.
We'll murder the Grammys.
Oh, man.
We'll murder the Grammys.
They just don't know.
Yeah,
they just
don't know. We'll smash that stage.
No, I think they might know.
No, they know. They know. It's just, you know.
They see me selling at those shows.
Yeah.
Do you feel underappreciated for the things that you've done?
Of course. A lot of artists do. You know what I mean? But it's all good. You just keep on pushing. You know what I mean? If you know you got it in you and you got all these fans, and you got Drake said it when he went it last year. He's like, if you got people working hard on the 9-to-5s coming to pay for your shows, why you turning it this way, dog?
So you can. I feel like you sounded off mic, dude.
Nah, man, it's just the soft. Like it's just the soft Billy D, the Billy Johnny. It's my Billy Johnny, man. It's the Billy
passing
Johnny.
By the mic like that.
Drake said, if people are paying their hard-earned money to come to your shows and to buy your records and everything, you already won. You know what I mean? So it ain't no thing.
We literally. I would say this. This probably sounds like I'm just capping, but we get our awards from the fans, though.
Mm. Yeah.
Our awards come from the fans.
That's real.
We would love to be able to put that on our mantle. We'd love to be able to take that award home, but our awards come from our fans because I feel like there's a lot of people that are considered quote-unquote bigger artists than us, and people don't necessarily come see them.
Yeah.
People come see us. I see a lot of guys that have more followers than us on Instagram and Facebook, and I go to their shows, and they don't necessarily have this – the people don't show up. They show up to see us.
Yeah.
So – No, man.
You said
the shade. People come see us, so we get our awards from fans.
Yeah. And your merch sales are out of bounds as well.
Oh, man, look at this, man. Look at that. People want that jacket
people
right now.
People want this jacket right now.
I want that red jacket.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
That's what I need.
Yeah, what you know about that red jacket, Mr. Blue?
Hold up.
I saw it yesterday on the grill.
Yeah, that jacket was clean.
Yeah.
I wanted the red one. I got the black one. I saw your Instagram last night. I was like, dang, I should have got the red.
Taking that red one.
I'm going to get that red.
I done seen you all the way blued out, Sean.
Me?
Yeah.
He wears a lot of red, though. He really does.
I never saw that dude in no red.
You only seen
Brian 8 times in your life.
Me?
How many times you seen Brian be shining?
Man, I done seen Brian since he started working here.
How many times?
He's right about that.
Come on, man.
Nine times.
When I'm in town, I'm out in the streets. I always.
You seen Brian 9 times.
Frequent a lot of the same places.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. I be going in spots and Brian be in there spinning, killing it.
Yeah,
I came in a club down on 31st one time. He's in there killing it.
Empire Room.
It was going
Empire
up.
Empire Room. I used to be down to the Empire Room.
Yeah,
that was the 8th time.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams cares about Kansas City. If you see something, say something. Call the Tips Hotline at 816.
Something. Do something.
816-474-TIPS.
Red Byers.
Stand up.
Say something. Do something.
And silence the violence in KC. For real. If y'all see something, say something.
Say something. Do something.
Yeah, man. We got to stop the violence, man. We watch the news, like Kansas City news, even when we're in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
And it'd be like 5 murders a day when we gone in the summertime.
Ain't nothing to brag about.
No, I'm not bragging.
You was bragging.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm just out here like, yeah, 5 murders.
No,
no, man, nobody. No, silence the violence. Silence Tech 9.
Killer City.
And silence the violence in case you see something, say something.
Silence Tech. You can't put no silencer on Tech 9.
You right about that. I just told on Facebook about how you. Never what? Mind. Never mind.
Oh, Lord.
What I do with the Tech 9?
You didn't do nothing with a Tech 9, but you just, he says anything at any time. He said, I'm too real for TV. Inappropriate.
I'm too real for radio.
He's inappropriate. What he is. Inappropriate.
My kids told me that. My girls told me, Daddy, you are inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
I said, shut up, I'm paying for this.
Which was also inappropriate to say.
Tech 9 and Chris Calico, Strange Music Takeover.
Yeah.
First time in Strange history.
Okay.
That you're going to be dropping EPs on the same day, Tech 9 and Chris Calico.
I mean, I think we are.
Yeah, we
are. I know mine was already scheduled to come out this Friday, so.
Start that hating.
But then I ain't hating. I'm just saying.
You start that hating.
I told my bro that your momentum is so grand right now that I don't want my shine to stop yours, to stifle yours.
He did.
That's all I said.
No, he did. He did. He
and
was already
who's to say it's going to stifle? You might stifle mine. You never know.
I don't want to stifle. I don't want. Don't nobody need to do no stifling. Now.
Yeah.
But y'all do that stifling.
Yeah.
He did. He was scheduled to come out Friday on, what is it, the 22nd? He was scheduled to come out, and I was like, what if we dropped on the same day? The buzz has been really huge.
And the fans, the majority say yes.
Yeah. The buzz has been really huge right now since I re-signed because I was going to depart and then knew me.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We had
talk to us about that because we were very worried that. Yeah. You know, the Chris that we've associated with Strange all these years.
I know.
Is going to be
all these years
gone.
All these years.
All these years.
You hear that East Coast?
Ain't no R on
there. All these years.
There's no R on
that. Said, when she said,
yes.
I don't even drink beer. I'm like, where you from?
Beer. You didn't know she was from New York?
No, I had no idea.
You can't.
Ooh.
But please. But
when
Sean came in, I thought she was teasing. She said, what's up, Sean?
Nah.
I kind of laughed to myself.
No, she said Sean like that.
I know. I didn't know that.
Like Shohan.
She say brothers. She probably say brothers with a V.
Do you put a V in brothers?
Yes.
Or do you put
of
T-A?
Of course.
And she, instead of Summer Walker, she says Summer Walker.
Walker. Summer Walker with an H on the end.
Yes.
She don't say iron. She says iron.
Iron.
Back to Strange
I'm sorry.
Music.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry. Yes. Yes.
Iron.
But I wish it was
did you iron this morning?
Back to Strange Music.
Yes, yes.
I was actually.
Happened? We're not recording anymore. I was going to depart.
This is crazy.
Families fight, man. That's just what it is. Families, okay. Families fight. And I was going through a little something, mm-hmm. And I really felt like I was wasting my time with music.
He's crazy.
I am.
Crazy.
Yeah, I went through a lot of stuff, you know, and we had a huge conversation right before the Red Rocks, big Red Rocks show that we did with, you know, 10,000 people. My
no, 12,500.
Oh,
that's what I heard. I heard that. I don't know if that's true.
12,500, okay. 12,500.
It's supposed to be 10,000 people capacity, but I heard it went way over. People were in the aisles, homes.
Yeah. So I knew, like, the day before, my wife and I talked about it, and I'm like, you know, I think I want to do this. And we have something legendary that we've built at Strange Music, me and my brothers. And so I announced it there on stage that I would re-sign. And then the buzz has been crazy since then. Like,
yes.
All of the hip-hop publications, all the hip-hop social media, mm-hmm. like, picked up the story. And so the buzz has been good. Tech didn't want me to kill that by dropping on the same day as his. But my thought was, our fans would love to get that music. It's not like they have to go into the store and buy it. You listen to it on your phone.
Yeah, they consume music differently these days.
Yeah, they consume
streaming.
Music. Yeah, they stream it. So it's like, let's drop it at the same time and we can give them more of what they funkin' for.
Yes. Yes, yes.
You know
y'all
what I'm
got
saying?
A song for everything, huh?
Speaking of, so yes,
crazy.
We do. Yes, we do.
It's so crazy,
and,
dude.
Tell them about the show. We were talking about shows.
We are. So just to finish that real quick, we're dropping, we're releasing that. It would be midnight, but we're actually going an hour early at 11 o'clock tonight. Mm-hmm. You can get
11 o'clock?
11 p.m. tonight, yes.
I didn't know you were giving it to them at 11.
We giving both up, boy? Yes.
I'm trying to follow this whole thing.
Listen, he don't know. At 11 o'clock tonight, Interfere, Level 1, his EP drops, and my EP, Immortal.
Well, the last thing I heard, I was dropping on Friday. So now you tell me I'm dropping on Thursday?
Tonight at 11 p.m. Yes, is when
it drops. The fans gonna get it early then. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Because I keep on, I'm still writing for my records. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So I don't keep up with all the dates.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I do know about this special date that's coming up December 14th
yep.
at the Silverstein Eye Center's Arena. You know, sizzling, benefiting the fifth Patrick Mahomes and the 15 of the Mahomes Foundation.
Yeah, okay. Gift the rap. Gift the rap.
Tech, hold that though. Hold that though. We're going to come back with more details on that coming up at 7:52.
Oh, let's do it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yeah. Chris Calico and Tech 9, man. Right, we're taking over.
Right here. Where we at, dog?
Shay and Shine in the morning, man.
Shay and Shine in the morning.
Shay and Shine.
But it's, yeah. The morning. I'm saying
Shay Shine. And Shine.
It's the morning grind, though. We done
morning grind with Shay and Shine.
We've been here for an hour almost, dog.
Y'all got here early. I was actually
shocked.
We got here
at 6:30
a.m. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't show up on time, so that shows a lot about your character and why you've been able to be in this industry so long.
Yeah, you got to lace your boots, man. And we're up to talk about a great cause, man. I want everybody to participate, man. December 14th. Yeah, I know we're out in Independence at the Silverstein Eye Center's Arena. You know what I'm saying? December 14th, but it's for a good cause, man. It's a charity event. You know what I'm sizzling? It's benefiting Patrick Mahomes and the 15 and the Mahomes Foundation. And it's going to be myself performing. We put together a crazy show, too. You know what I mean? You got to see this intro. You got to see all these songs. We take it all the way back. I can't even tell them where we take it all the way back to, man. We take it all the way back for all the old school Tech 9 fans. But it's going to be myself. It's going to be Chris Calico. It's going to be Mackenzie Nicole. It's going to be Stevie Stone and King Iso, man. We're going to tear it down for a great cause. You know what I mean?
Are you doing Now It's On?
Damn, why are you going to put me on?
You know, that's my song right there.
Rest in peace, Lee Joe, man. Absolutely. Rest in peace, Leon Granger, baby. Yeah, you know what I'm sizzling?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wish that he could still be here so we could do Now It's On, man. That's such a humongous song in Strange Land, man, in the world, period. And Lee Joe really did well on that song, man. Did you ever have the pleasure of meeting Lee Joe?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
But, man, I felt like I met him on that song, man. It took me two entire years to learn that song.
Yeah, Lee Joe, man.
You can rap it now?
Kansas.
Now you can rap it. Let me.
Not
murder your whole city.
Yeah, see, it's too many cuss words in there.
You know what? I ain't gonna lie. I didn't know what Tech was saying at the beginning of that.
Don't test me, Beatrice.
No. Yeah, well, wait a minute. It was one line. Let's get. I was like, that's hard. Whatever that is. Oh, whatever that get a little bit a little bit. Boy, that part's hard.
Middle West Flex, the Abyss, who this click.
Yeah.
I can't even say it.
You can't say it, but yeah.
Rest in peace, Lee Joe, man. But we about to do a big show December 14th, man. And I know if you've never seen a Tech 9 show, you want to see this one, man.
Killer.
You know what I'm saying? We put a lot into this show, man. I just want Kansas City to see this. I want people to come out to the Silverstein Eye Center's Arena on December 14th and help us, you know what I mean, do good for our communities.
Yep.
Does it feel differently when you guys perform overseas than when you perform here for Kansas City?
Oh, yes. Everywhere is different. But, well, everywhere is different when it comes to energy, but all around the world, same song. Because all the technicians and the Tech 9 fans and Chris Calico fans are tied as one. So even if the language is different, even if they don't speak English, when them songs come on, he's a mental giant. They singing it.
I'm gonna tell you what throws me, dude. For us to go to like Germany, wherever
we went
we're
to
at.
Moscow for the first time,
and we in Moscow, we in Russia, and we say KC Mo, and the whole crowd say Roll before we even come out. It's like
even in rival towns like Denver or Oakland, you know what I'm saying? Like with football, KC Mo Roll.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Even in New York, baby.
They just say it different, but they say it. No, the R's at the beginning. The R's at the beginning, so they can say that R. If it was at the end, over.
So, Brian, we got some tickets to the show December 14th.
Okay. Yeah, and we're giving away some packages, too.
Yes,
right?
VIP box valued at $350. You're going to go to the meet and greet.
Yes, you're going to get two VIP packages. You know what I mean? You get to meet all the artists.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And you get these two backpacks, man. We got these backpacks filled with all types of merch, you know what I'm saying? Each valued at $350 or more. Mm. You know what I'm sizzling?
Fellas,
let's go.
We
got rehearsal
y'all.
Today too. We got rehearsal today, don't forget.
We do got to. I won't. You can tell me that. We can talk. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us,
I'm
man.
I'm going to be taking a couple of days off. If y'all want to come and sit in here, yes. Hold it down while I'm on vacation.
We talked about this.
Can we do this?
Yes.
We talked about
yes.
this. We should come and do this.
We can do it.
Y'all a lot of fun.
Appreciate
Thank you.
Y'all.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, bro.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
1 week away from the Eating Good Olympics.
Oh, Lord.
I plan to come in first place.
We are 1 week away.
It's chitlin season, Brian.
Mm.
I've never eaten a chitlin a day in my life.
Yum, yum.
But you, Brian, have been around
chitlins
a lot. Have you eaten them?
Never eaten them. Been around them, and they stink to high heavens.
We had Tech N9ne and Chris Calico on the show. Chris said he loves chitlins, and if we had some, he'd eat them today. Tech has never eaten them. I told them all about our special guest, Shaquita. She's a professional chitlin cleaner of Kansas City.
Good morning, Shaquita.
Good morning, you guys. Good morning.
Oh,
it's actually Chiquita, just like the banana.
Okay, Chiquita.
Uh-huh.
So we had you on the show 2 years ago when
right.
I saw your ad in the Call paper telling folks that, hey, I'll clean your chitlins.
B6.
That's right. That's right. I've been cleaning chitlins since I was about 11 years old.
Oh,
taught by my
Lord.
Grandma. No, she taught me well.
So when you was 11, that smell didn't keep you away? You embraced it?
Not at all. You know, I guess you could say that. Yeah, I embraced it.
Oh. It's in her blood, Brian.
I mean, no.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, that's fine. I know you a hell of a cook. I know that because you out here doing the food with these chitlins. But what is the oddest request that you've ever gotten with this situation?
Oddest request that I gotten with cleaning chitlins?
Yes.
You know, it's pretty self-explanatory. Nobody really ever asked me for
like nobody
to do
like hit you on
crazy.
A day of or nothing like that.
You know, okay, yeah, I can say that somebody has asked me to clean some chitlins on the day of, but that's like impossible. You know, for them to even you have to have time to cook the chitlins. You know, so if you don't have at least 8 hours to cook it, and I need my time to clean it, then you know it ain't gonna really work.
It
so
takes
yeah,
eight
I have
hours?
Had that.
It takes 8 hours to cook chitlins.
Yeah, if you want it to be done right. If you want it to be done right, yeah, and not rubbery. You want it to be tender.
Mm. I'm sorry. It's like a lot of stuff going through my mind all at once. Oh, my gosh. So, Brian, I put a poll up this morning asking folks about their chitlin consumption.
Mm.
And about a third of the folks who responded actually eat chitlins. They cannot wait. And two-thirds said absolutely not.
Mm. They don't know what they're missing.
What is
they don't know what they're missing.
What is the appeal with chitlins? Why do people love them so much?
You know, I think it's just a delicacy. You know, it's
you
one of those.
You never lied about that.
You know, it's one of those tastes where it just has its own taste, own flavor. You know, so
it sure
so
does.
If I were to take a steak and put it in a bucket of boo boo for 3 months,
no,
and then clean it off, would you eat it?
No, ma'am.
So what's the difference between chitlins?
It's a difference. A steak is a steak. Chitlins. You know, it's just two different
it's
types of meat.
It's still boo boo in it, though.
No, it's not. No, not after you clean it. You gotta
right,
clean
but
it
we
the
still
right
gonna
way.
Clean the steak too after it's been sitting in boo boo for 3 months.
No, that ain't gonna work, Miss Shay.
What? So you gonna eat chitlins, but you ain't gonna eat a steak that been doing the same thing?
No, absolutely not. A steak is a steak. You messing up the meat. Yeah, you're messing up the meat.
What you doing to the chitlins then?
The chitlins is its own thing, you know?
Oh,
it's its own thing, you know?
Okay.
It stands alone.
We trust you, Chiquita. If somebody wants to get their chitlins clean, how can they reach out to you, girl?
You know, that can be reached by phone. Area code 816-974-6074. Again, that's 816-974-6074.
Ooh, Chiquita, good luck with your chitlin circuit coming up in the next week. We appreciate you joining us on the Morning Grind.
Knee deep in chitlin juice.
All right. Well, thank y'all so much.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip
Hot Gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103
Gems. 823 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Right now, you're cloudy and 47 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
It looks like Chris Brown welcomed a second child into the world with a new lady, Amika Harris.
Congratulations.
He posted a picture of himself along with the caption 11/22/2019. And folks think that that's due to the baby.
You're not my dad.
I wonder if it's a boy or a girl.
Well, in the comments, somebody wrote Chris Brown Jr., so I'm assuming it could possibly be a boy.
Baby boy.
Test tube, baby.
Can't wait to have me a son.
Aw. That's so sweet, Brian. For real. Hmm. Cardi B and Cash Doll squashed their beef. I didn't know they had this.
I ain't either.
Apparently they did.
I followed Nicki 2 weeks ago because when y'all was dragging me for whatever the f*** y'all was dragging me for and I told y'all to leave my name out y'all mouth, she came in my DM talking crazy. And I unfollowed her and told her she was delusional, just like y'all mother. Leave me alone. I don't want to be beefing with nobody.
I know that's right, Cash Doll.
They said the whole thing started because Cardi B was given the Spirit of Detroit Award. And that's where Cash Doll is from.
So she got mad because Cardi B got the award before her? Because she's from Detroit. Yeah. Come on now.
Wouldn't you be mad if somebody won the radio announcer of the year they not from here for a Kansas City thing?
I can see how that would get under your skin.
It don't even really live there or nothing?
Yeah, I can see that.
But that's, I probably wouldn't let people know I was mad about that. Though.
You know what we call that? That you know, Detroit was jeffing with Cardi B. That's what that is.
Well, they back cool now.
Good. Excellent.
Wonderful. Fetty Wap's wife of 4 months has announced that she plans to divorce him.
Hey, I wish they could see this thing all the way through.
Well, the reason is they couldn't see eye to eye.
And I thought I was bad.
No, that's really the reason. For real.
Right.
He's a bum.
It ain't because of that. Mm-hmm. 4 months, huh? So the 4 months prior, like you didn't see that this wasn't a good thing?
Well, you know, sometimes your vision's not clear until, you know, the wool is... Time the wool be pulled over your eyes.
Give me a reason to whoop your ass.
Gotta keep your eyes on the prize, Shay.
That's right.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Aaron.
All right, Aaron, let me see what you got.
Me and I got eight. Yeah. No more nosy neighbor. Big up to all my haters.
Hello. Yeah, no. They know. Hello. They know. They know. It's all I know.
Oh, Lord. That was a little lackluster in my Shay Moore voice.
Win.
You got 2 tickets to go to the Improv Comedy Club this weekend. Plus, you qualify for a chance to get $1,000 in free fall cash, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
The station's live, local, and lit.
Man, Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam that Z.
Get this paper.
Woo! Listen for your chance to rake in $1,000 in free fall cash.
Come get this paper.
Get that dough.
From Hot 103 Jams.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.